Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Why Young Entrepreneurs Need Better Inputs Before Better Outcomes. Let's dive in. If you're grinding 60-hour weeks, but your business feels stuck in first gear, you're optimizing the wrong thing. Most young entrepreneurs obsess over outcomes while completely ignoring the quality of their daily inputs. Think of it this way. You wouldn't expect a garden to flourish if you planted it with poor soil and polluted water. Your business operates on the same principle. Here's something that will change how you think about information forever. Your brain processes 34 gigabytes of information daily. That's the equivalent of watching 9 hours of high-definition video. Most of it, complete garbage from social feeds and random YouTube videos. Research from MIT shows entrepreneurs who curate high-quality information sources make decisions 40% faster. Start treating information like nutrition. Junk inputs create junk thinking. Premium inputs create premium results. Your network works the same way. Your income mirrors the average of your 5 closest business connections. This isn't motivational speaking, it's data. Young entrepreneurs often network horizontally with other beginners instead of vertically with people 2 to 3 steps ahead. Quality inputs here mean intentionally connecting with people whose problems you want to have. Most importantly, examine your learning pipeline. Side hustlers typically learn randomly. A YouTube video here, a podcast there, with zero systematic skill development. High performers follow the 70-20-10 rule. 70% doing, 20% learning from others, 10% formal training. Your learning inputs should directly feed your earning activities within 30 days maximum. Let me share Sarah's story. At 24, she ran a struggling social media agency for 8 months, working constantly but barely breaking even. She consumed entrepreneur content on Instagram and learned from other broke 20-somethings. Then she made 3 input changes. Subscribed to industry reports, actual agencies read, joined a mastermind with 6-figure agency owners, and spent 30 minutes daily studying successful agency strategies. Within 90 days, she landed her first $3,000 monthly retainer by implementing frameworks from Better Inputs. Her revenue tripled, not because she worked harder, but because she upgraded what entered her brain daily. Here's your action step. Audit your 3 key inputs this week. For information, unfollow 10 accounts that don't teach profitable skills and subscribe to 1 publication your ideal clients read. For relationships, identify 1 person who solved your current problem and reach out with a specific, valuable question. For learning, pick 1 revenue-impacting skill and commit 20 minutes daily for 30 days. Remember, you can't harvest what you don't plant. Your business results 6 months from now are growing in today's inputs. Choose them like your future depends on it, because it does. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.